Adam, we good?
Yeah, let's go.
Entertain a motion then that we reconvene, is that the right word?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're back, thank you. Start with which way we want to go.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Is it impossible if we started at this point here where Councilmember Strait, along with staff, have worked very hard to put together that paperwork that listed scenarios A, B, and C, and then along with a menu? I think if we allowed Councilmember Strait, and I put him a little bit on the spot here, but I think he's willing to do it, if we allowed Councilmember Strait to discuss scenarios A, B, and C, how they might affect us, that might at least start our conversation for a minute. For me, that would be helpful.
Brett, you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to do that.
It's all you.
So, option A is we get our needs for growth and we get just under 500,000. That's what we have. That doesn't get us very far on the list, as you can see. But none of these options get us down the list. As was stated earlier by Steve, there's over $1 million on there. So unless the council's willing to go into fund balance, you have to eliminate approximately $300,000 on anything we do.
If I can ask, council member, I'm assuming that you, after putting this together, have an opinion as to which option or which combination of options we should look at or adopt. Is there one that you prefer that we could talk about for a minute? Or?
Well, I want to be careful. I should include Councilmember Stewart who's in these as well.
Yeah.
And I'd like to hear what she has to say first. Do you have any thoughts on the options?
Not for sure. Part of what I was wanting to know from Steve is what kind of an impact we're going to have on people, whether we do taxes or whether we do the utility increase. So it looks like the utility increase would actually be more if
it's about $5 a month.
Yeah, if it's $5 a month, it would end up being about $60 for the year versus about $34, you know, if you're in the average house versus the average house, where you're a little above, a little below, but so I don't know. I've got a question about option B versus option D. They're only $20,000 difference.
It's because of the franchise fee. If we don't pass the utility increase, then it decreases by approximately $21,000, $20,000. It decreases that franchise fee in utilities, the utility franchise fee. That's why that's the case. Because this is general fund right here. Now, that extra revenue would go into the enterprise funds. So the impact would be basically 6% of that. Maybe 4.5, it might actually be 4.5. But that's. So, I guess. So, your thoughts on the map on that? Is one preferable over the other? In your mind?
I guess there would be a benefit to just start with option A where none of them have happened, and then, you know, like Mayor Porter mentioned, we can go either from the forward or from the back. So we can either say, okay, we've got 485, and which of these is the highest priority?
Okay.
Maybe that's, yeah.
So kind of what I'm hearing is, I think option C is, am I reading that correctly? Is anyone in favor of option C? to me, that seems to be the one that no one has taken any position on.
That's the, not maintain the certified tax rate, but raising utilities.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of that. I think we maintain the certified tax rate.
So am I hearing that no one is...
I believe so.
...in favor of option C? Is anyone in favor of option C that would like to make an argument for that?
Okay, it's out.
So option C is out. So, Councilmember Stewart, were you suggesting that we start with option A and see what we would buy with option A before we move on? Amend you, or is that not what you're saying at all?
If I'm with that, I guess I'm not opposed to starting there. That would be a place to start. It would be a starting...
Okay.
What's our top $500 being expected?
Can I ask one question? In the budget that you have before you there, compare that, if you could please, to what we're calling the menu here. It's my understanding, if I'm not mistaken, that that document has already incorporated 100% of this menu. Or just about.
But the...
Yes.
I think, yes, it's incorporated 100% of the menu. And some of it may be even more than 100%.
With what, if I may add to that, just with what allocation of fund balance to...
I think it's 229.
Okay.
So one of our questions may be, if we added no fund balance, what would we take off the menu maybe?
It's actually 292. And that, in this document, is accounted for the $75,000 and the $50,000 for the police and fire compensation and longevity items. $107,000 for computers and a server. And then $60,000 to make the payment to the school district for the park properties that were purchased. So those are the items that are specifically identified to account for the $292,000. Now the $60,000 is not on the menu, but the other items are all on the menu.
But we can't choose not to pay that $60,000.
Right.
So,
let's see if I'm taking the property.
So if you look on road projects, fourth item down, it's labeled as non-restricted. Shouldn't that have also been done with the dog park and the Birch Creek park? Why did we specify on this menu that the road project's money is non-restricted?
I created the menu. Let me tell you what I think that meant that there's 178. Oh, then I put utility franchise fees.
So do you mean that that went with the other?
I think I was saying that there's $178,000 worth of road projects that is not directly tied to road improvement. It would be monies that could be used in other places. Where did I pull that from, Steve?
I'm not sure, because the $178,370 is 50% of the utility franchise fee, because the other half of the utility franchise fee is up above on Birch Creek Park and the dog park.
So, oh, so that 178 is the 50% of the franchise
fee. Yeah, I'm thinking the non-restricted wording there is perhaps an error.
It's possible. I make those up to work. Be my first one, since nine.
That's fine. It's not a big deal. So.
That's a good question.
Since 9 p.m.?
Yeah, since 9 p.m. That's what I meant, yeah.
I thought you meant 9 years old.
So, here's where I think we need to start. On the list of budget items, and it may include more than one line, it could be a particular topic or whatever. For example, compensation is in several different parts of these line items, right? So, there's not much else. Well, the fleet lease and the pumpulence, there's three different lines. There's two specific lines for the lease, so those are kind of put together as well. So, does anyone want to, what would your number one be?
If I can say this, we've also eliminated option A, because that's not keeping our 0.29, that's going to 0.26, and I think we've all agreed that that's not where we are, right?
That's great. So
we're really looking at the difference now between no utility increases in B, the 6%, or utility increases in option D, right? That's kind of probably a groundwork to start from B versus D. So,
agreed.
Councilmember Strait, I don't want to, I'm trying to help me understand what you're saying with your diagram here. Maybe the next question that we should address is, are we going to keep the 6% utility or no, so that we can maybe start from a framework of B or D and then start adding our menu to it. Is that fair?
Okay, so you want to start?
I don't have a problem with the 6% increase. I believe that last year we tackled that question fundamentally, philosophically, and logically, and we have significant infrastructure, we have significant capital, we have other improvements. I don't have any issue saying that it is a more than, the word's not even justifiable, it is a more than reasonable expense that it's going to cost 6% increase for our infrastructure. So if the question is raised to me, B or D, then I'm saying I'm starting at D.
Mike?
I don't have a problem with the increase.
Okay.
Yes, my issue is that we raised both of them last year and come back and say we're going to raise both of them again this year.
Well, they were supposed to go up 115 and they went up 42. I know that's not exactly right, but that's...
And yes, you're right. Also, though, we went like 9 years without raising taxes and then we jumped it sky high. And so there's two ways to look at it. Do we incremental small ones, or do we give people a break for 2 years, get behind, and then jump it way up? And none of them go over well. It's just, so you're both right.
So, are you an all or nothing? I mean, are you at zero on that one?
Because we could go 4%. I mean, change it.
Taken together, $90 in a year is not that much for most people. But there are going to be some people that it's going to be enough. It's a problem.
Could I add? I know it's been discussed, but by option D, you would be holding to the enterprise fund sustainability model, which you took a big bite last year to do that. So you're holding to that. As far as the general fund, you're going 9.5%, right? But you're maintaining the rate. You're not losing ground, but you're not significantly gaining necessarily. But that may be what you're comfortable doing this year.
But I think it gives us a starting point for our conversation.
Well, you're not losing ground, and the thing that we talked about with the sustainability idea was, because of the way property taxes are calculated, you know, you lose buying power year over year if you don't maintain or increase that rate. And so I just want to make, just tie it back to what option D means by way of the sustainability models for the enterprises and the general fund. Anyway, Susan, did you have a question on that? I didn't know. Okay.
Brent, what do you think?
So my thoughts are this. I'll go along with D, but I want something for it. And maybe I have absolutely no bargaining power in this.
What do you want?
But I would like it very clearly delineated by ordinance what the purpose of the utility franchise fee is, and I want it established by ordinance the usage of those funds. I wouldn't demand 100% go to roads. I'm okay with the 50-50. But I want to establish by ordinance that, because I feel like at least with roads and parks, it's going directly to the needs of the residents.
So you want 100% roads? I'll give you 100% roads. Mike?
Well, I have a question.
I'm going to go 50-50. 50% roads.
On our next agenda?
What's that?
Get that on by Tuesday?
No. I know that's asking for a vote. You can change your mind. I'm just asking in good faith that we specify.
Okay.
So I would like to, and let's make it 111-1 where.
She looked that up. We're going to talk about
that. That was changed because of state statute, because of the legislature. We can't back that off.
No. That's a misreading of it. The state legislature does not impose that you cannot do that from the utility funds, but we can impose that on ourselves.
That's Bradshaw's, that's up to him.
Yeah, I understand.
We'll talk about that. No, but, so would you like this ordinance worded, we'll work on it, we'll get it next month, would you like it worded that a percentage, or just that this money goes to roads and parks?
Yep. And
then the council can decide whether it's 50-50, 75-25, 100-0.
Yeah. It's restricted for those two things.
Roads and parks.
I wouldn't want it to be any less than, if it goes anywhere 100%, I think roads, but if we're going to split it, I think secondarily would be parks, which is what we agreed to.
So
I'm not going to step back from that agreement.
Would you like the ordinance to read 100% roads?
Greater than or equal to 50% to roads.
I'll give you what you want on this.
Okay. 50% or better goes to roads. Okay. The rest goes to parks. That way it does give some flexibility.
Okay.
But it never goes below 50% for roads. And then it's restricted.
And there's leeway on the other way, though. He said no less than 50% of road. But.
Yeah, or you can say no more than 50 parks.
Yeah, either way, same thing.
Okay.
Fair, if I could?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we can work that up. We probably need to just look at the sustainability model in the general fund. I'm thinking that's being treated, the utility fees right now are being treated just as general fund revenues. So with these changes, we would want to just make sure that's built in, because it may mean then added pressure to additional property taxes would be the result. If these revenues are coming in restricted by ordinance for roads or parks, I just want to see what the
implications are. Well, it was restricted 100% for roads last year.
Well, within the budget, but within the sustainability model, I don't think they were treated as restricted. They just showed as revenue coming into the general fund.
Yeah, and that's something that we could just clarify.
In some ways it's semantics, but in other ways it's...
Yeah, because you...
Budgetarily it's done.
Right, budgetarily it's done, and it will be done with this ordinance.
So I understand the semantics are...
Right. I just don't want to come back next year and say, oh, the sustainability model, we told you, you know, you did 9, and now it shows a little bump in property taxes. Well, it's because you restricted those revenues for other things. So how do we pay for police and fire some of
those? I don't think that's the way you even look at it.
Is that not?
That's because it's semantics in a way. Other than the roads becomes restricted, that's different than the parks. But parks is in the general fund, and
Less out of the general fund.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that, but I think as a symbolic act, as far as we're, a lot of symbolism tonight. But the point is
start with the plaque.
Is people use the parks, so regardless of their...
Is that all you want for option B? You said you wanted some.
Yep, okay. That's what I want. At least to be voted on. I can't say you have to, right. I can't force that, obviously.
We'll try for the 3rd, it might be on the 17th.
Councilmember Strader, is your next step then asking us to look at your menu and decide which one of these we want to add to option D? Is that how I should be approaching
this?
Well,
no, how you should look at it is this. Unless we approve appropriation of fund balance, we as a council have $781,000 to spend off our menu. And we can't wash dishes after.
Or you don't have budget.
Or you add 200 and something from fund balance and get it all. I mean, that's really your choice.
Is it that clean that if we adopt tonight, if we go forward, option D, without touching appropriated fund balance, we have $781,000 approximately to choose from our menu?
That's what was asked for. That's what I thought we had.
Yeah, I guess, like I said earlier, I struggle a little bit with these numbers because I haven't spent a lot of time with them. Mm-hmm. I want to say yes based on the methodology that we put into place.
It's a near fair assessment.
Correct.
It's conservative.
Okay. So Council Member Strader, again, I'm saying, is that what we want to do is say, we pick our $781,000 plus or minus from your menu?
Yep.
My
other question will be then, let's say we add up, and we all want everything on this list, okay, plus what you mentioned, which were a couple of the 60,000, that in essence would represent the budget that's in front of you. So if we pick every single one of these, plus the things that we've already talked about, that's our budget right in there, with option D.
With going into fund balance.
Into fund balance. So my real question is, are we to go into fund balance $200,000?
Almost 300.
Okay, $300,000. Or are we going to eliminate something off the menu that adds up to approximately $300,000? Is that right?
Or some of both.
Yeah.
You take 150 out of fund balance and you're...
Yeah, not all or nothing, but to simplify it right there, right?
Let me put some context around that as well. Okay. Because to say 300,000, that's a lot of money to all of us, right? What does that look like in the context of our budget? That's 2.2%. So $2.20 out of $100 is we're saying. So I want that to be the context to say, is it worth dipping into our savings and taking $2.20 for $100 to use to purchase the things on this list. $300,000 is a lot of money. I'm not minimizing that. But when you're talking about a $13 million budget, you put some context around that, and you're like, okay, maybe I can afford to dip into that fund balance to get some of this equipment or capital.
So maybe I can ask them. Oh, please.
Well, also to add on that, $125,000 of that would not be touched until the council and staff has a resolution and direction in regards to the public safety retention and bonus program, because based on this, that's part of that $292,000. So even if you were to agree to that full amount, that $125,000 won't be touched until council authorizes
its allocation.
That allocation, yes.
So, council member Street, again, I'm trying to work through the way that you presented it, because I like it and I want to understand it. I think the next question philosophically that maybe we answer is, as a council, do we want to touch fund balance? Maybe the answer is yes, maybe the answer is no, and maybe we're comfortable with some.
Well, my answer is
no.
No.
Okay.
And
unless it's for ambulance.
And we're forgetting something here.
Okay.
Getting something here, and you know, in some ways I'm getting different numbers here and there, and but we're going to assume 500,000 carryover, right? And the initial thought was we were going to outright buy some police vehicles, and then we're going to put the rest in parks. And then last time when the budget was presented to us, it was suggested by Steve that we think twice about the park towards the parks. And yeah, that was in the presentation, so we seemed confused by that. But so I'm saying if that we have $500,000, we don't have to go into that at all.
So are you saying the 71 should be less 500 and now we're left at 281?
Or it's 1.2 million.
What we do off here, for example, is we could use it, which is the same thing as fund balance, but it's working from a different perspective. When we talk about working from fund balance, we're projecting ourselves out and saying, well, we can spend this money. When we look at our previous year's surplus, we can say, okay, there's some resources available. That's why we do a conservative budget, because at the end of the year, now we can do some catch up on some things. So for example, we could buy the computers. Now we could buy straight out some vehicles still, but we could actually take $300,000 off the table, stick a little bit extra into our fleet lease, right?
I still am a little confused, and I'm sorry. Are you telling me $281,000 or $1.2 million?
Are you adding $500,000 to this 781? Yeah. Or are you subtracting it?
You're adding it.
Okay.
I'm saying,
because it's a projected surplus
from the previous year.
So you're going to get everything.
So this is what we brought from the previous year. I think
which will roll into fund balance.
Here.
So we can get all this without touching fund balance,
right,
with the surplus.
That's my question.
And that surplus, we can decide whether we want to purchase some vehicles or we want to put a little bit. I mean, we could outright purchase. If we took $300,000, now we can adopt all this, plus we can have the other $200,000 to buy some vehicles straight out. I know it was like $260,000 or $280,000.
So here's a tough question, if I'm understanding you correctly. If we had just adopted the budget that's in front of us with the $1.2 million, we would have taken everything that's on the menu, we would have had a great dinner, and we still have money left over.
But...
Can we do that now?
But if you think about this, it's operated from a different standpoint, and we had had the discussion regarding some of these elements that we spent so much time on. Now, we may not be acting on that tonight, but I think it takes us forward, and there are some things that we still can do. Okay? For example, the employee cost of living allowance at 3%. It's $158,720. Now, Steve told us the other day that 1% is equal to 26.5, but that's straight up salary. The 158 includes benefits.
A half of a percent. Because that was what Councilmember Stewart asked. 0.5% is equivalent to 26,000.
So, but that
But that doesn't include retirement and...
No, that was just...
That's just salary?
But...
That's not what you said. But nonetheless...
Well, whatever was...
Okay, whatever it is, this represents 3%, but that doesn't include benefits or anything? This $158,720 for employee COLA at 3%, does that include insurance and pension and everything?
It would include payroll tax benefits, yes. It would not include the insurance side of it.
Well, where's that on the list?
It's not. That's not what the question was that was presented to me.
Is insurance part of health insurance?
Pardon?
Health insurance? Is that what insurance is?
Right. Because the question was, if the COLA went from 3% to 2.5%, what would the impact be? A COLA is not going to impact your health insurance rate or your dental insurance rate. It's going to impact your wages, your Social Security, Medicare, and your retirement and workers' comp. It's not going to impact those other items.
But that's all in this, workers' comp. Payroll.
Yes,
okay.
Because that is okay. That is an expense based upon your rate of pay.
So the 158 includes all
includes
that.
All that.
Correct.
Okay.
Those things that are affected by your rate of pay are included in the 158.
So, if I can again, Council, I'm trying to put this in my mind through your lens. I'm trying to see it this way. We have the whole menu. We have $1.2 million. With some left over that would represent the budget that we didn't approve last time, but it still gives us some left over. What specific menu item, I guess, would you like to see discussed or taken out of that? What's a non-priority for you on that menu towards our 2018 budget?
That's not what it's about. It's how we got there. The whole thing I was trying to do is end up with an overall better package for our employees, especially with what we're dealing with turnover and supply and demand, especially within the police department. That was almost 100% about where I was headed, because we had council members that were wanting to talk about benefits. I thought that was a conversation we never had. There was a conversation about parks. We still don't have enough in the parks. That was a conversation we wanted to have. I felt by combining those two ideas together that we could end up in a better place as a city, with better benefits long term for our employees, not just now, but until the day they die. And that was the whole motivation behind when I voted last time, because my frustration is that these issues haven't been vetted. Those issues are now vetted. The ideas were rejected. So yeah, now we're back to this.
Well, tonight, we're gonna get this resolution to get up to 50% into parks.
That's only a small part. That's an important concession, but
But we need to have a discussion on whether the surplus of this year should go to parks.
That's what was presented prior, right? That's what was presented. That's what I had suggested, that we outright purchase some vehicles and then we have parks. But it was last time, and that was another frustration I had, is all of a sudden at this meeting, we were cautioned, okay? We were cautioned about putting that $200,000 towards parks. Here is my overall frustration with what often happens. We put a lot of money into streets and parks last year. And if we were to compare the graph between what we put in last year and voted on for our budget, and then what we ended up with our revised budget in May, they look completely different. They look completely different. You know, parks was taken down to just under $1 million. Roads had even more than that. You're talking a lot. And so the bottom line is, I want it to be that whatever budget we pass, that if we put a certain amount of money in the parks, that our budget is conservative enough that they feel comfortable in spending every penny, and we don't end up adopting a budget that's $300,000 less next May for parks. Same with streets, same with these other sort of items.
On the rollover of the, we'll call this rollover of $500,000 that you wanted for parks and fleet, how much of that would we add to column D for parks?
Mayor, could I interject a thought here?
I would say, because I wonder, Brent, about $500,000.
How much?
Big thing.
How much of these changes in the budget are related to monies that we anticipate getting through a grant for a certain project that we're not able to complete? You're not going to spend that money. So it's going to appear as though you spent less than you wanted to, but the reality is you're right, and that money rolls over into the next year. And I don't know if that's...
It hasn't completely rolled over is a problem.
The $2 million lease was cut out of the budget as well.
Okay.
Yes. That's because we didn't do the lease.
Right.
So we've got to watch this.
But we didn't transfer the lease money over. It was eliminated, and that's why we have the $500,000.
So how much?
The reason we have the $500,000 is not because we underspent everywhere.
So maybe all of it's $500,000 might not be reasonable. How much would you add to column D for parks alone from this rollover?
Oh, well, it depends on what the council wants to do as far as the police vehicles. We're talking about 8 vehicles, right?
Is that in that one there? 8 vehicles purchased?
Yeah.
No, it's not, because that was going to be done after the end of the year on a $500,000 surplus.
Right.
Okay.
And so what we decided on is we would... It ended up being like 260 or 280, and we'd authorized up to 300,000, the other 200,000 parks. But that was my frustration last time when it was stated that I'd like to caution the council about we need to have that 200,000 for this, 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 and this. So let's not put it in the parks. So all of a sudden, right, the last second, we're in the meeting, and that part, all of a sudden, I'm frustrated because that 200,000 plus is now gone. Okay?
Well, it's not gone, it just hasn't been allocated. Is that correct?
Well, it was suggested that we not.
Well,
we can do it.
Should we agree tonight that column D adds $200,000 into parks and it gets allocated and we leave it there?
And we have what? 500 some odd already rolled over with grant? And 150 on top of that, plus we have our
ramp
money from our franchise fee, plus if we add this, right? Okay.
So now of our 1.2, we spent 0.2, I got $1 million left, give or take.
What's the amount right here for the eight vehicles for the police that you gave us last time, Steve?
It was around 240 or 260.
So it was 240 or 250. So I'm saying whatever under 300,000 that doesn't get spent on those eight cars, and it sounds like it's under 250, so let's just go 250. I want 250 in the parts.
250 in parts, 250.
That's 250,000.
Fleet.
That was 250.
Police fleet, we're adding two option D, we're going to add 250,000 as well, right?
Correct.
Okay. So this, I'm going off your list here. So now, that eliminates horsepower, I'm guessing, from your manual.
Well, that's a separate thing, but I want that gone.
Okay, so it's.
But
now, does it call?
Let's not just make this me.
No, we're not getting.
We need three of us. Three of you to.
Steve, can I ask you? Does option D include the police longevity money?
Option D?
No.
It's just revenue.
So
that's revenue.
So I'm going to ask the council then that we put, in addition to option D from our menu item, that we put $75,000 into the police longevity. Okay.
I think you're agreeing to do all this.
I would say that
the debate now is just over the rollover money and. And getting as much as we can to parks.
As we stand now, I would still like to see a little bit of movement towards a different way of thinking about our COLA.
So I would actually be in favor as well of backing out the COLA right now and not approving that, pending our study to tell us actually where we are, 3% is too much or too little or whatnot. Let's reserve, let's not pay the COLA yet anticipating that conversation is going to come up this year.
I would prefer something a little bit different than that. I would prefer that we approve the 3% but allow a committee of employees headed up by Matt and Steve decide that they want just a straight up 3% and they pay whatever the 10% equals to, because it's not a straight across. Or we keep paying their benefits,
yeah.
But it comes out of the 3%.
And do we give them the
study
so that they can have good information as they go through that, correct?
So we give them what they want.
Yeah, so we give them, they have enough information.
They choose the benefits that will cut down on.
Okay.
So that's a 3-month study, just so you're aware.
Yeah, so we're going
to
appropriate.
So you have to approve it.
The 158 COLA, but don't give it to wages yet. Hold on to that money pending the study.
No, that's not what we're saying.
No.
We're saying the employee gets to choose, and then we can go from there.
Could I give a little insight as to our thinking on the 3%? Anticipating we may be doing the comprehensive study. In the past, first off, we've not done COLA in this city for years, okay? But you have allocated, for example, 3% that goes into a pot of money that's then distributed based on performance, based on market analysis. So some individuals for the last few years, there might be a year an individual gets 1%, there's a year, but someone else in that department might have gotten 4 or 5%, right?
Right.
It's a pot of money. Well, talking with the department heads, saying, look, we're going to get a lot of good information about where we're at and how we compare if we're able to do the study. So perhaps this is a year where it makes sense to just tread water by saying, I mean, the CPI that we gave Washington Terrace for the Wasatch Front for the adjustment to the animal services contract was 3.3%. So we feel like 3% as an across-the-board COLA to tread water, allow us to get the study done with the idea that those discussions would happen in 3, 4, 5 months from now, possibly helping you guys look at fiscal year 20's budget to say, hey, now we know, let's do that. So that's where we plugged in 3%. If you want to utilize that differently, certainly you can.
But let's do this, Linda. There's some data that I would like to have. I would like to have some data on their insurance. How many of you have another option for insurance? I'd like to know why people don't take the insurance and get the bonus. I see no purpose in paying that bonus. I think it. But nonetheless, I think we need to have some more data on to help us make a decision, because it might end up being that we could save even more money and give the employees even better pay and benefits as a result of it. I don't know.
Or if we sweeten the incentive, do more people opt out, saving us even more money? I mean, it could work either way, right? You cut the incentive.
Opt out. Well,
right.
We got to have the data.
Right.
How do you collect that data? If we don't have the data, then
we're just guessing.
It's difficult.
I don't know how much information we're allowed to ask an employee about why they may or may not.
Okay.
I wouldn't give it to you as an employee.
I mean, that,
you know what, though? I agree with that. But we do have other data sources where we can look at other opt-out rates, compare our opt-out rates to other municipalities based on their insurance and how they work. That data is available.
So
you can get the data without personally interviewing someone. You can do comparable data.
So on your menu, employee COLA, 3%, let's give them some direction. Let's appropriate it, and then what do we say? Do your study, or do we want to tread water? What's our option or our vote on this?
3% in the current environment isn't very good, really.
No, you gotta get at least that.
Because right now we have an economy that's expanding. Cost of living is going up. Okay, so entry level people especially, you're having a hard time finding a home right now, even. So I guess the question is, I think eventually, I lost tonight, but I think eventually we have to go to a more aggressive stance to get more pay.
What if we did, I'm just talking with you here, what if we did the 3% and then said, go to your market study and come back to us with, so that treads water, as kind of you're saying, and then let's get that study so we have good information, not only when it comes to the health care and who would opt out, et cetera, but also let's get enough information so that we can, I'll use this word, educate the employee as to why or why not certain changes to their benefit package make sense for them, so that it is delivered properly. Okay, so the COLA is on the, like, all three of us say add COLA to option D. Okay. We didn't talk about the fire yet, did we?
So on the compensation, I would say compensation includes benefits. I think with that is part of the data, is it not?
The study?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We will,
Doug,
have comparable data.
The scope of the study includes pay and benefits.
Yeah, so they will give us a total compensation value.
Okay.
And will that include opt-outs? Will that include HSA? Will that include every element of the benefit package?
Well, ask them if they can do
that
legally.
I don't know if it'll include opt-out money, because that's not necessarily a benefit that you could really apply.
If we have a 5% opt-out rate, and another city has a 20% opt-out rate, that information can be valuable if we find the trends to be consistent over other entities based on the same types of things. So if you look at an 80-20, 90-10, ours is 100%, what are the opt-out rates in each of those scenarios for those those different entities. That data would be valuable to our whole discussion, because if it comes back, maybe I'm wrong, okay? Maybe it is premature, but maybe it's not.
Okay, so let's 3%, and then let's do the study, okay? Councilmember Strait, I don't know any of these on here that you don't like really, as we've talked about it, except for horsepower. Is that a...
And I kind of gave on the populace. I mean, it's kind of like paying off the debt.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same scenario. Well, let's not pay off the debt because, hey, things are changing. Get the populace. Hey, things are changing. So I'm not sold on that, but there's enough people that are happy with that idea that I'm not going to be against it. Other than the horsepower...
So if we don't do horsepower, that means 8 vehicles that we have to add to our lease, am I correct?
7 vehicles.
7 vehicles, and that will add how much to our lease if we don't do horsepower, approximately?
Unless we push them down the road.
Let's push them down the road, but...
We will be pushing them down the road. Literally.
If I remember correctly, it added another $405,000 to the lease purchase agreement. The concern there is that the RFP for the lease financing is already out based on the fact that horsepower was going to be implemented.
So we're kind of maybe at an impasse with this one, where it might be a bad deal, it might be a great deal, but this year, and it's a one-year deal, yep, is all.
And it's a little outside the box. I think it's wise of us to check it out.
Yeah, see if it's good. So I know that...
It makes no logical sense to me to do a lease every year.
We're kind of probably... I don't want to use the word stuck with it, but... It's either them or go buy the vehicles on our own outright, correct?
Well, you haven't signed a contract with them yet. That's next week. But, so yeah, your options are, if you don't go with horsepower, we try to incorporate that into the lease financing, because maybe we can negotiate with whoever is awarded that financing. The other option is we would try to purchase some outright somehow, or nothing gets done, and then...
How many vehicles is it on?
Hey, we can take the money and pay off the ambulance debt.
6 general fund vehicles and one stormwater.
What if we did this, and Chief, since these are the vehicles for your lease, what if we did this?
It's actually a variety. There are some police, there's some fire, and there's also some over to Johnson.
That's right. So if we tabled those 7 vehicles for 6 months, we didn't do horsepower, but we can't get the negotiated rate with it. So in 6 months, can these vehicles last 6 months until we come back to it? I don't heard.
Why not 6 second transmission?
John's going to give that 350.
I think, yeah. I think we see how much power goes. Because in a sense, a lease is we do lease, we pay a payment every year.
But it's a lease.
We overlap it.
This, you can turn it in at the end of the year and get another one. So
we don't need a brand new vehicle every year. That's...
Okay, I'm going to say I'm in favor of horsepower then, and that we try it for this year and we move forward. Yes?
No.
No.
Okay. Yes.
Sort of how that works. I don't know how that works. But.
Well, I think we're done, because there's nothing really left to discuss. I mean, we have our study. Everything's on there. We didn't go into fund balance, right?
We'll get as usual over.
And I don't know how Steve was going to budget for this, but for the sake of the budget, the net effect of the fund balance appears, if we do have 500,000 revenue over expenses come June 30, right? It's going to roll into the fund balance. The allocation of 292 in the acting budget, if that's what you're going to move forward with, is going to show that. The net effect is going to be our fund balance is actually going to increase, though, But again, the way the budget has to work, am I missing something, Steve? So I don't want there to be this expectation that the adopted budget, when that gets finalized, is not going to have an appropriation of fund balance.
It is, but it's going to be what rolled over.
But the net effect.
What do you need to do?
But the net effect is.
We've done that before.
If you finish.
We've given that instruction before.
So I motion.
Steve, am I missing something on that? Sorry, Councilmember Hensley. Am I missing something on that?
The way accounting has to go.
You could restrict it prior to the June 30th.
Well.
If you restrict it, you allocate it through fund balance.
Well, but it's not fund balance then, it's semantics, like Brent said, it's semantics, but you could.
I don't know why it's such a big deal. If it's politically driven, then I get it. But from a practical accounting standpoint.
You're not going to get a budget with zero appropriated fund balance because there are monies that we've already received or projects that have not been completed that need to be completed. For example, we've got alcohol funds in the police department. We've got ramp grant money that we've received. It has not been spent, so it rolls into fund balance, and it then is an appropriation of fund balance in the new budget. So you will not receive a budget with zero appropriated fund balance. But whenever there is an appropriation of fund balance, whether it be the tentative budget, the acting budget, or the final budget, whatever that amount is, there will be a budget note detailing where that is being allocated to on the expenditure side. So it is what it is. There will be an appropriation of fund balance of an amount that needs to take place, and then of an amount that the council has agreed upon to utilize in the new budget.
Okay.
It is an appropriate request.
Go ahead.
We've done it before. I think it was 2012. I was sitting right here.
Did what?
No appropriation of fund balance. Zeroed out and we're good. And that's what happened. I mean, I think that's right here. I could be wrong. I remember getting the phone call on the way to council meeting about, hey, your ideas on compensation are way out of whack. Are you really for that? Because we need to have because this is causing an appropriation of fund balance. And it was motioned and it happened. And so
in 2012, that's possible if you were dealing with current year expenditures and revenues. But in the scenario that I just explained, we have revenues that are already receded in for specific projects because those are restricted monies for those projects, but they haven't been spent. And when it has to go through an appropriation of fund balance when you're beyond that initial year of receipt. Otherwise, you're using current year revenues to finish those projects.
Okay.
Well, what we're going to show, though, is what's going to show is that the fund balance now is going to be similar to the fund balance in a few months because it's
but on the
extra in, and then we had to show fund balance out, and it could be very similar to the same size.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
I motion that we give direction to Steve to prepare us a budget that incorporates option D along with all the items on what we've called the menu fiscal year 2019 budget items that we can approve.
Second. Include $250,000 of our surplus. right?
Yes, excuse me, amended to include $250,000 dedicated to parks, $250,000 dedicated to fleet, which will be approved by resolution next time we meet.
Second.
Roads and parks, wasn't it? Oh, I see.
I said it right, right?
Okay, motion second. Further discussion?
Yeah, question there, for Steve's sake. Are we good on that? Or, I just wonder if...
Right.
If we're talking about a budget that's going to appear to be very similar to what's in front of Steve, is it an easier approach to adopt that budget, but then make whatever tweaks you're able to make right now? I don't know, Steve, I'm trying to help you to have clear direction on what you need to do.
Steve, was the only thing not on that was the vehicles?
The $250 for the vehicles and for the parks is not yet in here.
So would it be easier for us to say that and add those items?
Yes, it would be, because then you can...
I withdraw my motion.
You would basically have a foundation to work from.
That's what you said.
And can be...
Yeah, very similar.
Modified. I need to remind you, though, at the last council meeting, when we did the budget amendment, part of that amendment was restricting up to $600,000 of fund balance. And that was for these two items. So to incorporate that into here now, I can do that, but it won't come out of those restricted fund balance monies because the council has to unrestrict that before it can be used.
Okay, well, let's do that then, next time, that's fine.
Give it to us as a motion before, as a resolution before.
Okay.
Can we restrict monies at any time? They can do that right now, right?
Okay, Thrada, you withdrew your motion, correct?
Make a motion to adopt the budget that Steve has presented before us, right? The 2018 budget with the changes of the...
Do we need to unrestrict?
You can't unrestrict without having a, I think you have to have a public hearing.
Because it's a budget amendment, okay.
To unrestrict, you do?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think...
We'll check on that, okay, then.
So, and then with the changes that we made.
Second.
So that's actually the fiscal year 2019, and you did say 18, so...
2019, sorry.
Okay. Does Steve feel good about?
Do we have a second in the discussion yet?
Discussion on that.
So I just want to be clear for the sake of the record.
Correct.
Given what the council did last meeting to adopt the... So I guess just to be clear, that the motion is to adopt the previous, the tentative...
Acting.
I just want to make sure for the record, if someone's listening to this, like, they're trying to figure out which budget he's referring to.
It's the very same budget that we did not approve a week ago.
Okay. The budget that was presented but not approved a week ago is the budget that you are approving today.
Motion second, further discussion?
With the changes.
Well, I don't know.
No, what you've said will still incorporate itself into, will still keep it.
Just for the record as well, can you be specific about those changes? It was the $250,000 to parks and the $250,000 to fleet?
Yes.
Okay.
And it will require a...
Budget amendment?
A budget amendment to unrestrict certain...
To unrestrict, okay.
Further discussion?
Sally sent an email during the meeting to want to know what it said.
Yes, please.
I read that.
I don't get, I might have got an email. My service is terrible.
It came at 7:04.
I guess the only issue with that is...
Well, yeah, public record.
It doesn't affect...
No, you're right. Good call.
Yeah, she, I'm sorry, Mary, you have a motion on the table, but I can address Sally's discussion I had with her.
All right. Roll call vote. Councilmember Hensley.
Yes.
Councilmember Howard.
Yes.
Councilmember Strait.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
No.
Okay. Thank you. What did you have, man?
So I just talked to Sally last night. It was probably six-ish. And while I was talking to her, she's like, well, I'm just going to be in Pleasant Grove. Can I just call in? And I said, well, there's a process in order for you to be able to participate electronically, and we need time to be able to do that. And so I did say, however, you're welcome to email or send whatever thoughts you have to your fellow elected officials for them to consider as they go in. So for whatever it's worth, that she did want to attend and participate electronically.
Okay. Thanks, guys. It's long hours. Appreciate it. Thanks, department heads, for hanging out with us as well. We'll talk more on Tuesday. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Have a good night.